I'm counting the streetlights. It's all I can do.看电影学口语提升，欢迎跟随 Rose 一起继续关注职场新鲜人的起伏人生。电影毕业生生存指南中，优等生 Ryden 满怀期待地迎接新生活，然而生活不可能完全按照任何一个人画好的轨迹行进。无奈的 Ryden 在四处碰壁又身无分文的状况下，不得已回到了父母身边。然而挫折是最好的老师，只要你足够坚强，肯睁开眼睛，在挫折中多看清自己一分，并抬头寻找新的机遇，生活总会以其他的方式给予你新的希望。电影中 Ryden 在和家人一起协助弟弟赢得比赛之后，突然意识到曾被自己忽视的那份感情有多重要，于是在他做出离家寻找真爱的决定后，有了下面他和父亲的一段对话，一起来听。
Sure you don't want to get a little shut eye and see how you feel in the morning?
Nope. Just out of curiosity though, do you think I'm making the right decision?
You know, ever since you were a little kid, you always seemed to have it figured out. You know, you made good grades, you kept your room neat and clean, you ate your vegetables. Can I be honest with you? I always found it a little troubling. Because, see, hon, the world's a screwy place. It doesn't play by the rules. So if you're asking me,So I think it's a good idea for you to quit your job, leave behind the only family you have, and travel 3,000 miles to a place you've never been before. I think it's the most kick-ass idea you've ever had. Because I think no matter where you are, you're going to knock them dead.
Thanks, Dad.
听完对话，心里洋溢着温暖，家人的支持让我们走得更远更坚定。好，一起来进一步了解对话中的几个表达法。 Get a little shut eye. Shut 关，比如 shut the door 关门。 Shut eye 闭上眼睛，那么也就是休息的意思。Get a little shut eye, 等于 have little rest, 休息一会儿。Out of curiosity, 或者 out of one's curiosity, 意思是出于好奇。Just out of curiosity, 仅仅出于好奇心。那么在这个表达法后面，您可以接上任何你想要问的问题。比如 ,Just out of curiosity, why did you quit the job?就是比较好奇你为什么辞了那份工作呢？再来看 figure out 如何应用。查看口语语料库后，您会发现 figure out 它的相关词条很丰富，可见它的使用频率还是很高的。figure out 意思是理解、搞清楚、想明白。我们通过几个例子来进一步了解它的用法。I can't figure him out.我看不透他，我无法理解他。They are trying to figure out what's going on and what they are going to grow into. 他们正在努力弄明白目前的情况，同时想清楚他们想要成长为什么样的人。Time was lost as I tried to figure out whether to dial 999 or 9 for an outside line, then 999.
在我努力想弄清楚是拨打999还是先拨9接通外线之后再按999的时候，时间就这样被错失了。
Ryden 从小到大一帆风顺，一切都做得无可挑剔，
可是在父亲眼中，这样的生活反而是存在隐患的，因为这个世界很 screwy， 古怪怪诞的。 It doesn't play by the rules， 它并不遵守游戏规则。 Play by the rules 自然就是遵守规则的意思。我们再看一个例子， I always play by the rules and it stinks， 我总是循规蹈矩，这简直让我受不了了。最后再来看一下 knock 'em dead 的用法，这是一个非正式，一般只在口语当中使用的表达法，可以用来表示做得好、搞定、迎刃而解，也就是 perform very well。 对话中父亲对 Ryden 说， I think no matter where you are, you're gonna knock 'em dead，我认为你不管到哪儿都能做得很好。这个短语还有一个另外的意思是 look so attractive that other people admire a lot， 非常有魅力，能够迷住所有的人。我们来看一个例句， You'll knock them dead at the party tonight in your new black dress， 今天晚上你穿那件黑色礼服一定会迷死大家的。OK， 今天我们的光影之旅就到这里，下一期我们另外一位职场新鲜人将粉墨登场，为我们演绎初出茅庐的即使期待即使无奈，下期再见。